Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
Having a chat with the brilliant Garrod Hegarty, who is the Limerick right wing forward. And you were player of the match there as you won your sixth Munster championship in a row, Garrod. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks very much.
What's it like winning six in a row?
I suppose we don't really put a whole lot of emphasis on the records in terms of how many win the row. To be totally honest with you, I actually didn't know that it was a record, that nobody had ever done it before. I just assumed that the great Cork teams or Tipperary teams of the past had something like that done. So that'll tell you, we don't necessarily put a whole lot of emphasis on those records. It was just obviously brilliant to win this year's Munster Championship. That was, as you could see on the day, obviously we were delighted to win it, and gives us a nice little break. Looking forward now for the rest of the summer before we obviously go back out up to Croke Park on the 7th of July.
Yeah, and do you think as a player in any sport, when you're in the middle of your career, things like these records and these achievements and these awards and all that, they're more for when you're finished, that you can look back maybe and try and appreciate them then. But while you're in it, you're on to the next game and the next round and whatever it is.
Yeah, 100%. Like, I hope in time that I do look back at these things fondly. But as you said, like when you're in it, like we are at the moment, it's all literally about, you have a couple of days of celebrating, and then you're thinking, as I said, about the next game that we have to go to Dublin on the 7th of July, you know. So I'd say in time, I probably will look back at these things and think, wow, but at the moment, it's all about, it has to be next game. What's next?
Yeah, that's the way you breed winners, I guess. And, you know, patting yourself on the back is not something that people like yourself tend to do very often. How do you feel about Croke Park as an arena to play in?
Sure, it's incredible. I actually love going to, I love, obviously, we've been lucky to get there the last couple of years consistently, but I actually love going to matches in Croke Park, say. I like trying to get to the football final the week after the All-Ireland Hurling Final or any football. I was at the football quarterfinals there a couple of years ago with the first ever game that went to penalties. I think it was Galway and Armagh. So it's just unreal to walk into the stadium and feel the atmosphere from a spectator point of view when you don't have the pressure on you, I suppose, going to a game. But it's any day you get to Croke Park, whether you're playing or watching the game, is a good day.
Well, it's funny. I drive not directly past it, but past it on a bridge where every single day of my life I drive in that way. I see Croke Park and I can't help but look at it every time. Like, even though I'm literally driving past it 250 times a year, and I go, oh, there it is now. Look at the size of that. So impressive.
Yeah, it is. Sure, it's unique, and the amount of tradition and the amount of stories that have been told over there over the last however many years, hundreds years, you know, it's incredible to think about what that place actually holds and means to people around the country.
Absolutely. Now, Colin Minogue, who works here on my show, is a hurling man himself. Of course, he's from Tipperary and not Limerick. But, Colin, I can't really sit here with Garrod Hegarty and not allow you to have at least one question.
Yes, good morning, Garrod. How are you?
Colin, how's things?
I was in Limerick the day he put us to the sword in the first round of the Munster Championship there a couple of weeks back. And as you were talking there, you're talking about Croke Park. The Gaelic Grounds is obviously another iconic stadium, but Garrod, can we both agree, as I'm a proud Tipperary man, a Cashel man, but can we both agree now that Semple Stadium, forget about the electrics and all the problems that were had there on Munster Final Day, can we both agree that that's the best stadium in Ireland?
Yeah. I don't know what I agree with you on that one. No, it is definitely again, like, you know, Thurles is synonymous with the Munster finals, you know, and it is another place that holds so much tradition for Munster hurling people. But yeah, I don't know what I agree that it's the best stadium in the country. No, the one that I always want to go to is Croke Park. It would be up.
It's up there. Yeah, it must be in the top three. But actually, speaking of Semple Stadium, on Munster final day, like, how strange was that when you were out in the field warming up and next thing you're being told that you have to go back in, there's going to be a half an hour delay. Like, I'm sure everything before a game is done to a T, your food, your prep, all of that. It must have been a strange experience.
It is, like, you know, but these things happen. It happened to us in 2021 when we were going to play in the All-Ireland semi-final up in Croke Park against Waterford. So there was something happened on the motorway with bales or something along those lines, you know what I mean? So, like, we had experience in the past with things like this. Now, it wasn't, I suppose, as close to the throw-in as this time around. But look, you know, these things happen. It's a half an hour. it didn't necessarily bother me at all in the slightest. It didn't bother us. You know, we just go back into the dressing room, we sat down for 10-15 minutes just chatting and got going again. That's all it was.
As you can plainly see, when the final whistle was blown, it didn't make any difference to Limerick, in fairness to them. Grog, just wondering, when you guys are doing so well and you are, you know, achieving year after year, do you see kind of coming up from below you guys a new generation of young Limerick hurlers there to take the places of the lads who, you know, inevitably in a couple of years' time will be saying goodbye, and you need those players to come in?
Absolutely, and you do need them. Like, that's what it's all about. You do need, you know, if you get one or two off a minor team or a 20s team that come into the panel and that are hungry and are challenging lads and looking for their place, that's what drives the competition in our team, and that's what we've been blessed with over the last couple of years. If you go back through the last 3 or 4 years, every year there's been one or two young lads that have come on and have shown that they're able to get onto the starting team or onto the 26 and make an impact coming off the bench, and that's the way it has to be. You know, yeah. I remember when I was a kid growing up, Limerick weren't, I suppose, necessarily successful. They won a Munster title in 2013. That was kind of it. They got to an All-Ireland final in 2007. But I was a fanatical Limerick hurling fan when I was a kid, and they were my heroes growing up. So I can only imagine what it's like to be growing up in Limerick nowadays.
Absolutely unbelievable, I would imagine, for all the people who are huge Limerick fans. Grod, lots of live, lovely texts coming in for you. Harry says, best luck to Grod and all the Limerick team. And Paddy Mack in Limerick says, Dave, Heggo's a legend of a man, a gentle giant, a top-class hurler, and a brilliant St. Pat's man. Did you slip Paddy a tenner there?
That was me texting under
Yeah, absolutely. Call yourself Paddy Mack. Come here. Yeah, before we get on to the golf that I know you're obsessed with and you love, you are working with Bord Gáis Energy at the moment and highlighting one of the offers they have.
Yeah, I've been lucky to be with Bord Gáis since 2021 now. I've been involved with some great initiatives over the last couple of years, things like Gagabox in 2021, if you remember, kind of during COVID. There was still a little bit of COVID in 2021, and they did a great series of video and fans watching the games at home and things like that. But no, this year, they have a great deal on at the moment. It's valid until the 30th of June for any new customers, 33% off their electricity bills for 12 months if you sign up, obviously, as I said, before the end of June. So good little deal there for anyone that's looking for it.
Right, fair play. Now, let's talk golf for a second, because as a hurling man, sometimes it occurs to me that the skill sets might just transfer. I mean, your ability to hit a schlitter as far as you do, surely to God, that helps when you're swinging a golf club at a ball. Is that true?
I'd say definitely skills are transferable over between hurling and golf, for sure. Like, even if looking at our panel, the majority of fellas love going for a game of golf. So it is. It's very similar. Like, yeah, it is very similar. Now, it is a game that you'd want plenty of patience for. It's a little bit different to hurling in that regard, that you can get on loads of ball in hurling, whereas golf, obviously, if you hit a bad shot, you know, you do have to be patient. So it is a little bit different in that.
And is it right that you met Tiger Woods at one point?
Yeah, I met him at the Pro-Am there. It was 2022 in JP's Pro-Am in the Manor. Just,
how was he?
He was actually very interested in our sport in terms of how we recover from games, what age are you at your prime? Because obviously he was, I don't know what age he is now, maybe mid-40s, and obviously he's had loads of injuries and stuff like that, you know. So he was wondering about our sport and what's the ideal age and all this kind of stuff. So he was actually asking us four questions more so than us asking him questions.
And you had a good bit of time with him, by the sounds of things.
No, not really. It was like, it was just a chance encounter. The 11th in the Manor is a par 3, and the way they designed it in the Pro-Am was you tee off and you'd go up and mark your ball, and because the pace of play was slow, the group behind you would already be on the tee box as you get to the green, so you mark your ball and let them hit.
Gotcha.
So he had gone up and marked his ball, and while, I think it was Leona Maguire's group was behind us, and as Tiger was waiting for them to hit their balls onto the green, he was standing at the back of the 11th, and just a chance encounter got chatted.
Wow.
So it was amazing, because Tiger, obviously, like, being a golf fanatic that I am, growing up watching Tiger, you know, like, it was just, I was delighted he was asking us questions, because I hadn't a clue what to say. I was stuck for words, and I wouldn't be stuck for words too often.
That's brilliant. Right, well, look, I want to do the quick fire rounds. I do with all my guests before you go. And my first question is, what are you currently obsessed with, Heggo?
Do you know what? I'm actually obsessed with YouTube golfers. I love watching golf on YouTube when I wake up in the morning. Or
as a teacher,
now I'm off for the summer holidays, so I have plenty of time on my hands. And actually, funnily enough, Bryson DeChambeau is a brilliant YouTube page where he does this Break 50 series with different people, and it's brilliant. If anyone's looking for something to watch, it's really, really good.
Is it not just professional? These could be guys who are just big on YouTube.
More so they're amateur golfers. Yeah, to be honest, Bryson is the only one that I can think of off the top of my head that actually has his own YouTube page. Because he's gone to Live now, and he's obviously has way more time in his hands.
Yeah.
A big thing why he went to Live, he says he wanted to be more, I don't know, have a more of an online presence. But it's actually way more amateur golfers that do it, yes.
Amazing. That's a great shout. I love things on YouTube. Now, golf wouldn't be mine, but I spend all my time watching YouTube, so I'm with you on that one. Who's the most famous person in your phone?
Oh, probably Keane Lynch.
Keane Lynch.
He'll hate me for saying. He'll probably hate me for saying that now. But anyway,
well, even better. You can rub it in his face when you see him next time. Think back to when you were about 8 years old and you're going into school, maybe in second class. What was in your lunchbox?
Oh, I'd say similar to what I have going to school now. It's just a sandwich and maybe a flat jack or a banana or something like that. Right. Yeah, things haven't changed too much.
A man of simple pleasures, much like myself, Garota, I hear you. And the final question that I have, which I ask all my guests, and I realise it's a little bit odd, but I wonder, do you? I don't, you see. Do you wash your legs in the shower?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. As a hurler, when you're out on the field, obviously you're getting filthy dirty. You'd want to be washing your legs. My girlfriend wouldn't be too happy with me if I was coming home filthy with the dirt.
Well, look, that's fair, right? Like, I suppose, like, but if we're just taking that, let's say you haven't been hurling and you're going out for the evening, you're jumping into the shower, you know, 5 o'clock. Are you scrubbing the legs then?
I am.
Okay, fair enough. I won't twist your arm on that one. Garota Hegarty, we wish you the best for the coming season and everything that's going on. And listen, thanks a million for taking the time to chat to me today.
Cheers, Dave. Enjoyed it.
All right, all the best, Garota. Cheers, bye. Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.